This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Great to talk with you, Malia. Kyle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Great to talk with both of you. We've got a really action-packed, busy show ahead of us. Don't forget, as always, of course, with Money in Motion, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. That's coming up a little bit later in the program. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Oh, Malia, you should have just handed this one to me. A $25 gift card for Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm assuming I can't win, can I?
Yeah, I don't think so. Not today.
Oh, man, one of my favorite places. A little tip about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only will we tell you how you can win a little bit later in the program, but a tip is listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Don't forget about Klaus Financial, their website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information on their website. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Comes out each and every Wednesday. It's a nice little snapshot of what's been going on in the market. There is no junk mail associated with it. It is literally right to the point. It's once a week. It is so convenient. I'm subscribed. You should subscribe as well. Just get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Mention the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And, of course, we do this each and every week. And before we get rolling on today's topics, let's look back to last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get both the question and the answer to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, thank you guys for listening, if you're a regular listener. Last week's question was, do alternative investments in a portfolio generally have a high or low correlation with the market? And the answer was, alternatives generally have a low correlation with the market.
Fantastic. And don't forget, coming up a little bit later, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question Week for this week. And this week, we're actually going to be talking about risk, reward, and your personality. And those three things, oh, do they ever tie together when it comes to retirement planning, don't they?
They really do. And, you know, I think we get kind of down a rabbit hole sometimes talking on this show about how your age and where you're at in the scheme of life here really should be affecting your investments. But the truth is that, you know, most people understand this. You're going to have to incur some risk for more reward. Unfortunately, that's not what we want, but we have to really understand that point. And so oftentimes people say, well, I'm you know, 60 years old, and so I should fit into this little bubble of how much I should have in stocks and bonds and cash. And the truth is that your choices usually are determined more by your personality than your age. So Kyle and I were discussing this topic, and we really recognize that, you know, what you know to be the truth for how you should be investing sometimes is hampered by the fact that your personality, unknowing to yourself, is dictating how you actually invest. And that's really, really difficult to understand for people. There is, dozens of personality behavioral finance studies out there that show us the different types of investor personalities we all have. Now, whether they start out when we're 10 years old and we watch the habits of our parents, perhaps, or we just kind of listen to mainstream media and figure out where I should be as an investor, I'm sure a lot of different experiences feed into that. But understanding how comfortable you are taking risks is very, very important, because it's really going to dictate what type of investments you're going to have. So today we're going to talk about five different investor personality types and the strengths and challenges with each one. So like I said, let's be honest, everyone understands humans, that is, understand that they'd like to take the least amount of risk for the most reward. Mm-hmm. So that's really true for most of us. But there are different types of investors, personality types. The first one would be considered savers. We'd call those the emotional types. We love savers. I mean, if you've saved for your retirement, that's great. But a lot of those people don't really consider themselves investors at all. They want to keep their money safe in a savings account, a checking account. And I could probably ask you, Sean, are they going to make a lot of money if it's just sitting in cash?
No, you're not.
Probably not. I mean, maybe you've saved millions, and maybe that's, you know, okay for you. But most of us have not been able to make much money sitting in savings over the years. So being a saver is a great thing, but being very emotional about the market and, like, you know, I'm so afraid, might not get you to the goals that you need to go to. Another one would be what we call cautious, which is similar to savers, but these people are just risk avoiders. They're going to put all their money, probably not even in the bank. It's probably going to be under their bed. So they're going one degree lower than that. So their capital may be safe, but they're not going to earn enough, similar to the savers.
And finally,
third one would be confident. These are confident investors. They're very informed. They understand high-risk investments and equity and high-yield bonds, and they understand that higher risk comes for potential higher returns. But the problem with these confident investors is they often take too much risk. And, you know, if you're young, that could be fine, but if you're getting closer to retirement, you might not want to be overly confident. So keep that in mind.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn plenty about Kloss Financial on the website. Again, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great informational email you get once a week. The telephone number for Kloss Financial right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about the different types of investor personalities. Malia's covered a couple of them. We'll get down to the DIYers and others. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Emily Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joining us this morning. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their numbers, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with Malia and Kyle this morning about the different types of investor personalities. We talked about savers, the cautious folks, the confident individuals. Let's talk about some of those you left off with confidence. A lot of times, you know, people in kind of that area, they like to try and manage things themselves. So let's talk about some of those people that really like to manage everything themselves.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. There are quite a few people in this category, and we would kind of take these as a step up from the confident people, that they're so confident in what they're doing that they can feel like they can manage their own investments through like a Vanguard or a Scottrade, or maybe they follow a couple of newsletters that they get on a monthly basis or something like that. Some of you may have neighbors or friends that do this, or you may be a do-it-yourselfer yourself. So do-it-yourselfer types like to do all their own research and choose their own investments. Like I said, maybe they follow a couple newsletters. They may have CNBC on every morning when they're eating breakfast, things like that. They've got a keen interest in personal finance and are willing to commit the time and research to specific investments, and then just investing in general. So these are the people, like we said, that are almost more confident than even the confident investor type, that they want to handle it themselves. And we've actually created a division within our company that we can help these people, because even if you want to do your own research and do your own investing, you may still have questions that you don't feel you can find the right answer online, or you just want someone to answer that question on a personal basis for you. So we're more than happy to help even your do-it-yourselfers. And then on the other side of that, you've got your advice seekers, which these are the people that tend to find a financial advisor and work with them and really appreciate what the financial advisor offers them and things like that. So they know the benefits of having an advisor, and they understand that we as advisors have an obligation to make investment decisions that are suited for them. And as a result, their portfolios are built to match their financial goals and objectives. And then there are time horizons and risk as well. So this is kind of where we fit into it. We feel that almost everyone can benefit from having some type of relationship from a financial advisor. And just because we're advisors doesn't mean that we have to manage money or anything like that, which is where those do-it-yourselfers come in. So we call ourselves retirement planning specialists. So that's where the planning part is where a lot of people need a lot of help.
Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. I know we talked last week about the three divisions at Klaas Financial, and as we're talking about people like Advice Seekers and DIYers and others, you can learn a little bit more about Klaas Financial on the site, klaasfinancial.com. Also, by the way, mentioned last week's show. If you want to check out last week's program or any previous show, including this one, at klaasfinancial.com, you can download the podcasts right there. You can subscribe as well. And as we're talking then about advice seekers and different types of investors, I've got to assume that your personality changes a bit as you age, and certainly as you start getting closer to retirement, your perspective probably changes a bit as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you know, when you're younger, you're going to be more risk-taking and things like that because you know that you have time on your side. But typically, once people start getting, you know, within 10 or 15 years close to retirement, that's when you're going to see them start to change their investment behaviors and say, okay, I've saved this amount of money, I'm comfortable with this, and I just don't want to lose it, or I'm not comfortable taking as much risk as I once was. So it definitely changes a little bit as you get a little bit older.
Do we see people saying, well, I don't fit exactly? And you know, we mentioned, I know you guys mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of starting with the confident, informed type investor and kind of branching off to DIYers and advice seekers. Do you see people spanning, you know, little areas of the advice seeker, maybe a little bit areas of the do-it-yourselfer? I mean, do we have kind of crossover between some of these personality groups?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a good thing because it's not that one personality type is better than any of the others when it comes to investing. So it's good to just know where you're at and what you're comfortable with, but it's also good to have little traits of each of these because you don't always want to be overly risky, but then you don't want to be overly cautious either. So you want to kind of find what you're comfortable with, and that's where working with an advisor can help you too because you may feel that you're one way, but then when you actually talk to the advisor and they ask you questions and kind of put some meat to what these numbers mean on a piece of paper, you may find that you're actually a different personality than what you originally perceived yourself to be.
Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to talk about some of the questions then you need to be asking yourself when it comes to risk. We will do that next. Don't forget, again, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Klaas Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, telephone number 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will have our Klaas Quiz question of the week. Talking with Malia and Kyle this week about risk, reward, and your personality. So we've talked about personality traits. Let's talk about some of the questions we need to be asking ourselves when it comes to risk.
Well, you know, and it's funny we have this discussion when the market has been doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So most people are going to say, I don't, risk doesn't bother me because all they've seen is their retirement accounts going up. And I think Kyle just hit on a really great point. You really need to be putting numbers to your portfolio, your investments, to really understand how you feel about the risks you may be taking. So when we put numbers, let's say you have a portfolio with $500,000 in it. And and the market's been trending up, and your financial advisor says, you're going up 10% per year. You're feeling pretty good about that. And then the following year, the advisor's saying, your portfolio's down 10%. And you're like, well, okay, that's all right. Now, do you realize 10% is $50,000? Oh, $50,000. Well, I can't handle that kind of swing. So that's where putting those real numbers to your portfolio really needs to be okay either direction. And, you know, the bottom line is this. People do need to be concerned about risk. So, and the reason for that is if they're behind in their retirement savings, and everything is sitting in their savings account, you're likely not to be growing your retirement, which is what we discussed at the beginning of this today. And if you're too risky, well, like I just spoke of, that's probably not going to work out very well either, especially as you approach retirement. So the reason that people tend to start taking too many risks as they get closer, we looked at a study presented in June 2015 by the Government Accountability Office, known as GAO for most people. Mm-hmm. And that analysis found that the average American today between the ages of 55 and 64 years of age, they've accrued about $104,000 in retirement savings. So if that sounds like a lot, it's really not, because when you realize that if you translated that into a monthly payment for retirement, that'd be about $310 for the rest of your life. So when people recognize that perhaps that's not as much as they need to have already saved, that's when sometimes they take unnecessary risk. So what we're saying is risk is not all bad. It just has to be appropriate. And the bottom line is this. You need to be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So nobody can talk you into taking too much risk. That would not be appropriate. We want to make sure you're taking the right amount of risk at the right time for yourself.
So Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. So when you're trying to figure this out, then how do you know then how much risk can I tolerate?
Kyle?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Sean, and it's something that you need to figure out. And because with the higher risk investments, there's a greater chance you could lose some or all of your money, obviously, right? But that also, the higher risk usually gives you the potential to grow your money faster. So you've got to ask yourself if you're comfortable taking on more risk if it means greater returns, or would you be more comfortable making less and knowing your money will be there when you need it? So this is something that we talk to retirees about all the time, is that, yeah, it'd all be great when the market's up like it is now to make another 1% or 2% a year, but in the reality is instead of making 6%, you make 7%. So whatever that comes out to be, an extra $10,000 you made this year in dollars, is that really going to change your retirement because you made an extra $1,000 this year? Probably not. But now because we're trying to get that 7% instead of the 6%, and we're taking more risk, and now our risk, if the market goes the other way on us, and now we lose 20% instead of 10%, now you've just cost yourself, you know, quite a bit of money. Is that really worth it? So that's the hardest thing for people to kind of figure out. And it changes as we get closer to retirement and even deep into retirement. Because we have, you know, some clients who, you know, once they get in their late 70s, early 80s, they realize that, you know what, I have enough for my retirement. So now it's time to pass on as much as I can to my beneficiaries. So then we find them going a little more aggressive because now they know that they don't need the money for themselves. It's for their kids. So now their goals have changed and they're comfortable taking more risk. So it's all stuff that you need to work through with yourself, and also having an advisor will help you do that as well.
Do people sometimes have a hard time when it comes to kind of those adjustment of their goals and kind of having that understanding of, if you know, maybe hoping for, or saying, oh, we're going to have a miracle. We're going to meet these things. And in reality, you say, all right, let's take a look at realistically where we are and what our ultimate goal should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something, like I said, that working with an advisor, because like I said, typically when people first retire, the first, you know, 5 or 10 years, it's more about getting comfortable, because it is a huge change for people. And knowing that this money that I've saved, when they see a certain number of years of returns, and if there's a downside in that, that they're still comfortable without retirement. So then they tend to make tweaks that way. And that's where we just kind of talk through everything with them and know, you know, that, hey, yeah, this is great. But on the other side, we don't want to get too aggressive, because there is a chance that, you know, we have another 2008 roll around and you can lose a good chunk of this as well. So it's all a balancing act.
Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, telephone number, or website, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell that. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get to the Kloss quiz question of the week, let's talk just really quickly, and we've kind of come into this conversation a little bit here and there, but I think it's important to point out is I would assume there's differences. I'm retiring in 5 years versus 15 years. I've got to assume that the risk should be a little different. Am I right on that?
Exactly. And it should be. Generally, that's the case. But, you know, again, it depends on your situation. So if your brother, if your brother's making 15% a year, but he's 15 years younger than you, you might be not in the right, in the same category of risk. So keep that in mind. We want people to understand that, if you're only 5 years out, you should probably be taking on a little less risk. But again, it depends on your situation. So we really suggest that you sit down and at least get some counsel on that.
And one of the cool things with Kloss Financial, you mentioned kind of sitting down, getting to know, having that conversation. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-of-the-tires meeting at Kloss Financial. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that number, because just a moment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. Don't forget as well, the website, for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss quiz question of the week. It works like this in just a moment. I will ask you the Kloss quiz question of the week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Buffalo Wild Wings. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. According to a study by the Government Accountability Office back in 2015, how much did the average American between the ages of 55 and 64 have in retirement savings? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Buffalo Wild Wings. Don't forget that number as well, 442-5637. Set up an appointment at Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you anything for the initial get to know you, kick of the tires appointment. Again, the telephone number 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week.
You too, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.